Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Morning. It is 8:41 and now 70 degrees on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
And I'm Brandon Guffey.
Lucas McFadden has the day off. We also hope that you have downloaded that free WRHI app. If you haven't downloaded that app, make sure that you do that today. You can also catch us on WRHI.com. And of course, on the TV side of the house on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102. And of course, you can find us on all of the major social media platforms. Just make sure that you search for WRHI and CN2. So this friend of the show that's in the studio with us today, I just told him to pull up a chair. He knew the drill. It's Brian Jones, who is the supervisor of the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center.
Yes,
and
ma'am,
you're here to tell us, morning, about your slam-packed summer. So we've talked for the last couple of weeks. We've talked Adidas, 3SSB. We've talked about some other tournaments that are coming in. And today we are going to focus on NCAA College Basketball Academy.
Yeah, so we're very excited to host the College Basketball Academy this year. The cool thing about this academy, there's only one location in the country, and we were up against Memphis and Indianapolis, and Rock Hill won the bid for it, so we're super, super excited. Nice. It's the only live basketball period option for college coaches to come, so it's a really cool get for us, and we're very excited about it.
How does this differ from some of these other tournaments that are coming through, like Adidas?
Yeah, the biggest difference, one, is it's an individualized camp, if you will. So players, college coaches, and high school coaches can register or nominate themselves to the NCAA, and the NCAA actually selects the players that will be here. And then the NCAA will then go out and pay these players. I know it's rare to say NCAA and pay at the same time, but they not pay the players, but they'll pay for the players to come to Rock Hill. So they pay for their airfare for them and an adult or a chaperone, and they pay for their hotel while they're here, and they pay for their food while they're here.
And when does this event take place?
It is July 22nd, 23rd, 24th for the men's.
Okay.
And then we take a day break, and then reset for the ladies that come in the 25th, 26th, 27th.
We were talking, and Brandon, I'll let you weigh in here. We were talking about how when Rock Hill had this vision for the Sports and Event Center, that this truly was bringing events like this here was really what it was built upon and founded upon, and how important really is this event, not only for our city, but our county and our state.
Yeah. I would say, you know, I was very shocked to learn that Rock Hill is number one in the entire state of South Carolina for sports and recreation. We're ahead of Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is constantly trying to get ahead of that. And the reason that they are is because the economic impact between, as you said earlier, heads in beds getting in here, the amount of our small businesses, that the revenue is bringing, things like, you know, the whole community around the Sports and Event Center is impacted hugely. And it helps keep our taxes a little bit lower because those people that are consuming are spending the money.
That's right. And it's a credit to our city council and our city management to have this vision for sports tourism and for, you know, but it benefits our community. The Rock Hill Sports and Event Center has really done really, really well. You know, and it's a
top-notch,
you know, A+ facility that everybody brags upon. And, you know, it's fun to work there, but I really got to, you know, give credit to the council for the vision, the city management for the vision. I mean, who knew what we would host there? We had no idea. But, I mean, hosting things like South Carolina versus Florida State a couple years back in basketball, hosting, you know, the NCAA, Adidas, those things. I mean, we had no idea. They had the vision, I'm sure, but to see it, you know, play out and to get these events is a credit to the facility itself, A credit to the staff that works over there. I mean, they work tirelessly to keep that place clean and take the trash out of them. And there's so much trash, so many trash cans over there. 72 toilets over there. Can you imagine 72 toilets they have to keep clean? So, you know, and our sports programmers that do a great job. The smiling faces when you enter the doors of our upfront people. I mean, it's a credit to all those guys that really and gals that really work hard to make that place a showpiece.
And we've already announced that there's going to be an expansion. I mean, did we already think that was going to be a part of it? I mean, that we already needed to add on to it?
No, I was, you know, shocked when that, you know, I kept asking for it, you know, through my customers who kept asking me, hey, we need more courts, need more courts, need more courts. And again, the vision of the council and management to put that out there and to get four more courts, four more basketball courts, you know, eight more volleyball courts. And then, of course, the P word, the pickleball that's coming in with that will be awesome. I mean, we're so excited to be able to offer pickleball, you know, in that new facility coming down in probably 2026.
I think we've got a big opportunity there because pickleball is an upcoming sport. We're already the cornhole capital.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, the cornhole
capital of the world. Yeah,
you can say that. Right. Yeah. Disc golf. I mean, we carry all these sports. I mean, I was in Nashville a week and a half ago sitting in the hotel room, and as soon as I turned it on, it's on ESPN, and I'm watching a cornhole tournament in Rock Hill.
Yeah. That's amazing. So,
yeah.
Now, this tournament is a little bit different than some of the others because it's not open to the general public. Is that correct?
Yeah. So that's the other big difference is it's not open to the public. So, sorry, you won't be able to come in and see the athletes. But, you know, you will be seeing them around town walking around the other 6 foot, 7 footers walking around town eating in our restaurants and staying in hotels. But unfortunately, it's closed because it is just open for those college coaches to come in and try to find that next player. So they really cater, the NCAA really caters to the college coaches coming in and looking for those players that will fill out their roster in future years. I mean, these are not seniors in high school. These are more like sophomores, freshmen that come in, and they're looking for the next up and coming star. That's right.
And pack your patience a little bit with traffic. I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of traffic and maybe some traffic out at Celanese with the airport and all of that.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, a lot of buses be traveling through. A lot, you know, they'll be doing just shuttles back and forth from the hotel corridor and Dave Lyle back to, back to the sports center. And then obviously up around Riverview Road and all those hotels up there be driving in and stuff like that. So it's a great get for us. I mean, it's a huge, huge thing. And we're rolling out the red carpet for them and hoping we can make this, you know, Omaha is going on now and with baseball, we love for Rock Hill to be, you know, the college basketball academy. You know, they come back every year.
I'm
sure they're going to love it.
And I know that you're going to talk a little bit. You're going to be back with us next Wednesday to talk more about Ocho.
Correct.
But go ahead and maybe give us a little bit of a preview of what that is and what we can look forward to.
Yeah, so Ocho Day 2024 is August 2nd with all the crazy, crazy live sports that will be. I mean, Brandon was just talking about seeing the stuff on TV. I mean, it's replayed all the time.
Who knew pillow fighting was a sport?
I know.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. We opened the day with hot dog eating.
Well, when the first list came out of this year's sports, one was rock, paper, scissors. Unfortunately, it got cut, but I would love to have seen that. But
they were gonna just covered it with a rock.
Yeah, that's right. They were going to bring in 1,000 people to participate in the World Championship of the Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament. Unfortunately, that didn't make the cut, but that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But hopefully next week I'll be able to announce if not the full slate of events. You're going to see some of the familiar stuff. Definitely Cornhole will be back. Slippery Stairs come back. And our very own Lucas McFadden.
Lucas McFadden is the celebrity. Right. Yes, he's going to be in the Slippery Stairs. So make sure that you watch out for that. We'll talk more about that next week when he's back as well.
Yeah, we're super excited. Is that why he's not here? He's out training? Is that where?
That's exactly what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing. So we can't wait to hear all that this week as well. Well, again, Brian Jones, who is the supervisor of the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center, thank you for being with us. And we look forward to hearing from you next Wednesday when we can talk more about Ocho, when you'll have that whole announcement and full slate of what's to come.
Yeah, thank you very much.